Hey, I'm Colin.
Hey, I'm Lindsay, and we're the couple behind Money Date Night, the podcast that inspires couples to talk about money. About 3 years after we got together, we had finally saved enough to dive into life as full-time entrepreneurs. And as we've grown our careers, Colin as a writer and a speaker, and me as a career and business coach, we've made sure to keep our relationship our number one project.
Along the way, we've come to realize that the conversations we'd rather not have, like finances, are the exact conversations that lead us to freedom from debt, from dead-end jobs, and from being stressed. Money conversations help you both to build the kind of life you really want together. Welcome to Money Date Night.
Yeah, this year has been very different for us, right?
Yeah, very different.
Yeah, we have spent the first part of 2019 traveling, and that's what today's show is all about. We spent about a month and a half in Thailand, in Bali, and we're going to be talking about the love of travel. I know whenever we ask how many people love to travel, anytime we do workshops, like the whole room raises their hand. So I know that this is a relatable topic.
Mm-hmm. For sure. People always want to know, how do you get there, right? Mm. Sometimes it feels very far away. And certainly if you have traveled, it's a way to spend money really fast. So yeah. When you see all those glamorous Instagram photos and you see people having these epic once-in-a-lifetime adventures, we thought it might be nice to kind of like peel back the layer and just be genuine and say some of the grind and the work that goes into making it happen and why we do it, why it's worth it.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember when our first international trip was. That was to Costa Rica. It was very early.
It was.
Yeah. And for both of us, we've always, you know, really loved traveling. So that was a value that we brought to our relationship and knew that we had to work in somehow in our lives. So we have been to Bali twice. We've been to Thailand, obviously. We just said that.
Puerto Rico,
Costa Rica, a bunch of places in the U.S.
Done like a major road trips all over the U.S.
Yeah. And then most recently, we were in Sarasota, Florida, living in a tiny house, less than 200 square feet.
Yeah.
So that was an experiment.
We are up for adventure.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's pretty cool when you think about Costa Rica, our first trip. Just sort of testing each other out for compatibility.
100%.
And then to think now all the places we've been since is super cool.
And I mean, this is probably kind of lame to share, but I'm going to share it because we're being honest. I do think we tracked all of our expenses on that trip.
We were like, oh, you like travel and you like budgeting. Oh, we have some common ground.
Yeah. So Colin, when you think about our last trip, our international trip, what's a favorite memory?
Okay. So we spent 2 weeks, something like that in Thailand. We spent 2.5 weeks in Bali. We spent 1 day in Beijing. Mm-hmm. Boy, I mean, there's like probably 10 favorite memories that I have, but I have to say that one of the best ones comes up for me is we flew from Bangkok to a little town called Chiang Mai. And from there was a town further north called Pai. And the road to Pai was 730 curves. And you get motion sickness.
Yeah.
So we were like, you know what? Let's treat ourselves. We fly to Pai. We're there. We're standing on the runway. Beautiful. It feels very remote. Let's GPS where our Airbnb is. And that's when it slowly dawned on us that we had flown to a different city. And we were both just sort of like, where are we? Google Flight said Pai or nearby airports. And we totally missed it. So we end up there and we're in this place that feels very remote. There's very little English being spoken. And we had to rent scooters and drive the remaining 110 kilometers, 60 yeah. miles. And we did it.
Yeah.
I remember this little Thai lady with a knit cap. And we sort of muddled through some terrible English and Thai, like barely could communicate. She gave us a map and was like, here's Mae Hong Song, here's Pai. This is what you got to do.
You got to go through the jungle.
And her confidence in us was like, I borrowed that. Because we drove through valleys, we drove through mountains, we drove through windy passes. And sure enough, we ended up where we were trying to go. And that turned out to be this unexpected road trip and adventure that we got to have. So
How cool. I will never forget that.
Yeah, landing in the wrong airport.
Yeah. And then that trip, that scooter trip was one of our...
One of our best memories.
Best memories,
that literally would not have happened. What was a favorite moment for you of our international trip?
I felt like we packed in a culminating memory of Beijing, which is going to the Great Wall of China in one day.
Mm-hmm.
That was just so unexpected that we were able to make that happen. And the cable car, the gondola that we took up to the top, Michelle Obama had taken, which was pretty special.
Yeah, it was a sign.
I loved that. You know, a longer memory would be that when I was in Bali the first time back in 2011, I taught at a youth center. And I met this amazing woman. Her name is Saras. And hi, Saras, if you're listening. And she was, you know, I think 12 at the time and spoke pretty good English, but was learning it. Anyway, we got to see her on this last trip. And she's like a adult now.
She's a rock star.
She's a rock star. And it was just so fun to see someone that, you know, for me in that time in my life, you know, I was by myself.
First time in Bali.
Yeah. First time, first solo trip. A lot of transition in my life. And then to see her now, I can't even put it in words. It was so meaningful to me.
It's beautiful.
Like when we hugged, it was just so, it was so special. So anyway, I could gush about that all day long. Well, what do you think you learned or took away?
Oh, gosh. So we flew directly to Bangkok. Mm-hmm. Neither of us had ever been there. Mm-mm. It's a huge, really overwhelming, really hard to describe city. It's fun. It's intense. It's a lot of things. And we got there at 3 a.m. We got a taxi to where we were staying. And we were just kind of like in this accommodation in the middle of the city in the darkness. I thought, we're not going to know how to navigate this or work this out. And within a couple of days, we were moving on to Chiang Mai. And I remember I had all these tips and guides saved of how to talk to a street vendor and how to navigate public transportation, what to tip a cab driver, what scams to avoid. And after 3 or 4 days, when we left, I was able to delete all those files.
Mm.
I was like, what a visual for all of the learning that we did in a really short amount of time by putting ourselves in a somewhat outside our comfort zone. So that's something I'm really proud of. I feel more confident because of that experience.
We joke around like, you know, we'll be on a subway or whatever, a train. And like, what do I immediately do?
You take a nap.
Yeah, I take a nap because I know that you'll figure it out. And you're not mad at me about that. It's just like those are our roles. Yeah.
Together, those roles complete you as a little nucleus, little traveling organism, mm-hmm. right? One of you is going to look out for one thing. One looks out for the other. When I travel, I'm always trying to find the line between overthinking it and underthinking it. You really helped me find that because together I think we feel more confident. We'll figure it out. You have a confidence that really, I think, helps me find the balance.
So, Carl, you already travel quite a bit for your business. Like, how does this fit with that? Can you share a little bit how you make this work for your business?
It's funny. The answer goes kind of way back years ago. What I found in some of my full-time jobs was that I didn't have the flexibility to travel. And I kind of made a long-range goal that if part of running my own business and working for myself means that I don't have to ask somebody for permission to take time off, then that seems like a pretty good reason to look into it. And that has proven to be one of the biggest reasons I love being an entrepreneur, is that freedom. What about for you?
Yeah, well, I think your point about making this a long-range goal is such a great one. It's definitely something that I've coached clients around that want to travel more in their lives. And I mean, when I was working full-time for a nonprofit, I negotiated 2 months off paid because I had tracked a bunch of my overtime and really mm-hmm. made this great case to be able to take that 2 months off. And that was my first trip to Bali. And so that is absolutely something that you can negotiate. You can use leverage and see what you can do. Ultimately, the premium that we pay for both of our businesses, that is a price I will willingly pay to be able to, you know, adjust our schedules and see the world.
Well, it's good we found each other.
It really is.
And we have this in common. So we spent 6 weeks traveling. Mm-hmm. So we spent more money than we usually would on a trip, but still very proud to feel like it fit within our budget. What was a money success that you saw? What way do you think we handled money well on this trip?
When we crunched the numbers, because we just shared that we track expenses the whole time. Yeah. Like, we both spent about $3,300 each for this trip. Mm-hmm. And that's for 9 different destinations. That's like that one day in Beijing. That's like a couple days in New York City. You know, that's like everything. And I think part of that is just choosing Indonesia. And your dollar goes so much farther doing other places like Europe or Scandinavia. Or we would have to think about what that dollar amount is.
Sure,
but that feels like a success.
Copenhagen is on our list, but we know we're going to be there a lot less time.
Yeah, and it depends on what you're trying to do, right? Like, sure. We wanted to go for a prolonged trip.
Yeah.
So what would you say?
Well, I think we did a little math that made me laugh, which was one of the ways we budget for this trip throughout the year is we don't go out to eat at restaurants very often. We certainly do, but it's an area where we know we can save money. And then you go to Bali or Thailand and it's so cheap, you go out to eat every meal. Mm-hmm. And so I added it up and we went out to eat something like 125 times in our trip. So here I am thinking, oh, we don't go out to eat as much as other people. Like, that's lame. And then I thought, no, we go out, that's like 10 times a month.
Yeah.
We ate really well. And it was really fun to haggle for food and try new things.
Go to the night markets.
Yeah.
See that guy cook pad thai to Phil Collins.
Right?
Right.
Or that lady who was like, don't eat this. It's too spicy for you. And we're like, no, no, we're cool.
And it was too spicy.
And then our mouths were on fire for like 2 hours. She was trying to help us.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's such a good point. I totally agree. You definitely are like, oh, why am I, you know, why am I always cooking at home or whatever? I think we like to cook at home, but like, there's a bigger payoff for both of us.
Sure.
And I think the point is that we're in agreement about that.
With any money behavior, know why you're doing it, because in the day to day, it can just feel like a sacrifice. But when you think about that payoff, it makes it more doable.
Yeah.
I would love to know, what about travel is important for you?
Yeah. There's this great quote. It's, don't listen to what they say, go see. And just given, I mean, I think that just sums it up, right? Like, why take someone else's perspective or, you know, word for it? Like, go and see it. And I think given the inclusivity work that I do and, you know, the equity work that I do, it's so important for me to get out and be exposed to other things, other cultures. I loved a couple of years ago, you went to like a Diwali festival, a Nepalese festival, and that's like a few blocks from us, you know, and it's just such a great reminder. It's like, to travel and to be exposed to other things, like, that thing could be just down the block from you. You just have to go and seek them out.
For sure.
And, you know, it just shows you, like, I know this is like woo-woo, but like, we are all connected. Like, the world is so much smaller than we think.
Yeah.
And we have such great commonalities with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, we had so many fun moments with people when we weren't speaking the same language and you're just smiling at each other or looking at a beautiful sunset. That great sunset we had in Bali, and everyone was like, did you see that sunset?
Yeah, like, it was
everybody.
A standout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not that woo-woo. I think it's a message that doesn't get talked about enough, that we have more in common than we have differences.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you have to remind yourself firsthand. It's cool you had a quote. I had a quote too, but it's from a cooking show. So we like this show called Somebody Feed Phil. It's on Netflix and it's a thing of beauty. And he makes a comment offhandedly that really stood out to me. He said, travel's the most mind expanding thing you can do.
Yeah.
That's such a good reminder, because you get caught in your small little lane that you're in and your small little world that you're focused on, and you forget that there's a group of people making a lot of the same types of decisions for a totally different reason or with a totally different history. And you might find that to be beautiful. Mm. If you don't pause to ask, you just might miss it. Thank you, Phil. That is the truth.
And I love that you brought up that show, because that was really our impetus for even going to Bangkok.
That's right.
Because we saw the floating market on that show, and we were in the same spots that Phil was in.
Oh my gosh.
Remember that? Like yeah. That, we ate our faces off.
And we went to Chiang Mai, where they had a local dish they were famous for. Khao soi was one of the best things we ate. So yeah, thank you, Phil.
We should probably get Thai food tonight.
We should send this to Phil. Since you are such a good coach, what are some small actions that we can take? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, I think that you don't have to do a big international trip to have travel in your life. I think practicing, you know, just general curiosity about the place that you live. I mean, you live there for a reason. And my gut tells me you probably haven't been every place that there is to see. So I think just practicing general curiosity about the place that you live is a really great first step. I would also say just start planning. This is what money date night is about, right? So sit down together. If you have somebody you plan with and talk about, you know, what's your style of traveling together? And also what are your budgets? You know, everyone has a different budget that they're working with when it comes to travel. So those are a couple of places I would start. And I mean, there's always also starting to write down interesting, fun places that you hear about. Highly, highly, highly recommend Thailand and Bali. Cannot say enough about those places.
Well, that's our conversation. I hope you're already excited about somewhere you want to go. And if not, to make a list and just start thinking big. Please leave us a review. We would love to hear how this was for you.
And we would always be happy to talk about, you know, cost of any of the trips that we have taken. And we're going to add that to the show notes on the website so you can check that out.
Absolutely. I feel like I'm already excited for our next trip.
Yeah, let's plan it.
So reach out to us at Money Date Night. And thank you so much for listening. Get out there. See the world.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to our podcast, and while you're at it, leave us a review. Find us at moneydatenight.com and follow us on social media at moneydatenight.